This is the Best of Daily Devotions by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information, go to believerstogether.com.
Through studying the Old Testament scriptures, Paul the Apostle had at some point come to the realization that he could not be saved by obeying God's laws. Now, this is something the prophets knew. They knew that God's plan of salvation did not rest upon keeping the law. Because we've all been infected by sin, we cannot keep God's laws perfectly. Unfortunately, God has provided a way of salvation, but it depends on Jesus Christ, not on our own efforts. We ignore God's system. We try to earn our salvation whenever we think that God somehow accepts us because we do good things or because we are better than other people. When in truth, only by trusting Christ to take away our sin will we ever be acceptable to God. We're in Galatians chapter 2 today, and we're going to pick it up in verse 19. Galatians 2 verse 19, where we read, "For I, through the law, died to the law, that I might live to God. I," this is Paul speaking, "have been crucified with Christ, and it's no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And that life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself to me." Suppose for a moment that I'm being tried for my crimes, my sins, if you will, in a court of law. But again, imagine that right during the trial, I have a massive heart attack and I literally die right there in the courtroom. Let me ask you a question. Would the trial continue? Well, of course not. I might be guilty, and certainly I am. But you can't try a dead man. There's no defendant any longer. The law itself did not die. We read that in elsewhere in Scripture. It's still absolutely in force. According to the Word, the law continues to shine its bright light on all of our shortcomings and our failure to be right before God. But when I received the grace of God in the form of my salvation, I died along with Christ. God counts our faith as having died along with him. He counts our faith as our identification with Christ in his death. He counts our sin as already paid for in the death of Jesus Christ. Through him, I thus shared the cross. And Romans 6 verse 3 and 4 tells me that I shared in his death, shared in his resurrection, and now share in his life. Romans 6, 3 and 4 says, "Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him through the baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we also might walk in the newness of life." As a believer today, I am held righteous in the eyes of God because of Christ's death on the cross, because of his payment. And when I receive that gift, I receive him and his work. I am thus crucified with him, practically speaking, and I am declared paid up in the eyes of God. Think about that for a moment. Christ lives in us. How then, believer, in light of that, should we live? Verse 21, bringing it to close, our chapter 2 says, "I don't reject the grace of God, for if righteousness is through the law, then Christ died for nothing." Clearly, Paul was never going to surrender this position of grace. He knew, as we need to know today, that without it, we are lost eternally. James chapter 2 verse 10 says, "For whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of it all." And clearly all of us have broken those laws. So without his grace, we're lost.
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information about Tim Dodson or Believer City Church, go to believerstogether.com.